Shalom Aleichem. Nice to see you. Everything all right? Okay, Rabbi, so our limud of halacha, as always, is as a schus refuah for Yosef Dov ben Chai Leish, Dov refuah shleima, b'tzoich sha'ochoy le'yisrael b'korev. So every cholamoid, pretty much, every cholamoid Pesach, and immediately after Sukkos, we speak about the changeover from Mashiv Baruch Amorid HaGeshem to Morid HaTolo to nothing, depending on whether or not Nusach Sfad you'll be saying Morid HaTolo, and if you're Nusach Ashkenaz you'll be saying nothing. In most cases there is Eretz Yisrael Nusach Ashkenaz, there are people who do say Morid HaTolo during the summer, but generally speaking I think most of Ashkenaz says nothing, and then I'll change, what?
In Israel they all do.
Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael I think it's much more, I think it's the Minhag HaGroh, I think, that he did say Morid HaTolo. And then there's the changeover, obviously, from the same Talamoto to the same Barocho. So the general rule is that for the first 30 days, Chazal said that you just assume that you said what you're saying. So if you were davening through, you were not concentrating. I can't imagine how somebody could daven a Shmoneh Esrei without concentrating every second. But you got your way through. Let's start with Mashiv HaRuach. Okay? And today you daven Shmoneh Esrei and you got to Atah Kodosh, and you can't remember what you said. You can't remember if you said what you said, etc. Then you always assume for the first 30 days that you said till now, you said what I've been used to saying through the summer, through the winter, through the winter, yeah? So therefore you'll assume you said Mashiv HaRuach and Morid HaGeshem. If you say Mashiv HaRuach, that's fine. You can finish off Morid HaTol. If you finish off Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid, then you can finish off HaTol. That's not a problem. But if you said Geshem, the moment you've mentioned rain is the bogey word. In the summer, we're not praying for rain. Actually, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem is a haskorah, it's not a tefillah. The same bracha, the same talamoto, that's a tefillah. But afal piken, in the summer, we want to avoid the mention of Geshem. Geshem in the summer is considered damaging to the crops, especially in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, once you said the word Geshem, then you've spoilt your Shmoneh Esrei and you have to go back. So the rule generally is as follows, that anything up to Atah Kodosh, whenever, anywhere, through the whole of Atah Gibor, let's assume you said Geshem, and then anywhere in Mechalkel Chaim, anywhere in V'Ne'eman Atah, anywhere in Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye HaMeisim, and in the space thereafter, you're still considered as if you're in Atah Gibor. So therefore, if you can't remember what you said, or if you remember that you did say Mashiv HaRuach and you mentioned Geshem, then you have to go back to Atah Gibor. Go back to Atah Gibor and say V'chaim Eisim Atah Rav Lo'ishia, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaTol, or Morid HaTol, or nothing, depending on what your minig is. So you'll always go back to Atah Gibor. Once you've started the word Atah, of Atah Kodosh, you are now in the next bracha. You've missed Atah Gibor. You've missed the middle bracha, in which you had to say Morid HaTol, or you had to say nothing. But certainly you didn't have to mention Geshem. You had to leave Geshem out. And therefore, once you've started the word Atah of Atah Kodosh, and now in the first 30 days you're unsure, or after 30 days you're sure that you said Geshem, or you know, because you can bring down, or you know in yourself that you would have said Geshem even after 30 days, then you'd have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei once you said the word Atah of Atah Kodosh. Then you go right back to the beginning, you don't say Hashem Sosai Tiftach again, but you start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu right from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. That's if you got into Atah Kodosh, you started the next bracha. But as long as you haven't started Atah Kodosh, I'm still considered within Atah Gibor, I can go back. So we always discuss after Shmini Atzeres, when we change over to the same Talamoto, that there was a minag in at least one shul that I heard of. I heard from a Mr. Levine, Israeli Levine, who used to live in Alba Gardens, I think he lived, somewhere here, Russell Gardens or something like that, Meir Levine his name was. He said that when he grew up, that on Shmini Atzeres, which is in Eretz Yisrael, Simchas Torah, during the Hakofas, they used to sing Mechaye Meisim Atah Rav Lehoshia Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid HaGeshem. Yeah, and they sang it over and over again. Mechaye Meisim Atah Rav Lehoshia Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid HaGeshem, in order to get used to the new order. Leida will carry on tomorrow. Yeah, those were the Hakofas at the time. Yeah, now we're going to discuss whether you can do something similar for Morid HaTol or for the summer. That's tomorrow, Leida.
start your daily Torah in Northwest London, second day of Cholamot Pesach, Yud Ches Nissan, 16th of April. Reina Rav Reb Shloimeh, Freshwater Shlita, the Geder of the Issa of Chometz on Pesach. This week's Torah is sponsored by Schutz of Shloimeh, Lechol Cholias Rav Leschus, Hashvim Vachayim, on the Chomor Shatsu, Votahem, Shalom Bin Heiro.
The Gemara Masechta Pesuchim, the beginning of the second Perek, the Chof Aleph Umet Beis, the Gemara brings a memory from Rava. The Rava says, if somebody has chometz, chalchai kaidem zmanoi. Chalchai means that he burns it. He burnt the chometz, but it hasn't become ash. But he burnt it to the extent, and this is the way the Taisus learns the sugar Rashi may learn differently, but halucha we go with Taisus's pshat. He burnt it enough that it's ein roi l'achilas kalef. So we have chometz before the Zman, Eneru Lechilas Kalef. So now, when the Zman comes, you're permitted to be Nehana from this Chometz. Because it's no longer, it wasn't Chometz. So Eneru Lechilas Kalef, it's like Offer. That's Poshet, Rabbi Yisrael. But Rabbi goes on to say that Chol Choy La'acha Zmanoi, if it's already the Zman, and then he burns it. So then it's Asa Bahanua. Since at the beginning of the Zman he had chometz, so now that he was chaylechit, that he burnt it, it doesn't take away the Issa Hanua. In Azoshtet Shechanurach, in Simon Tuf Mem Beis, Sif Beis, a pas atzma she'ifsha, if somebody has pas bread and it gets spoiled, it gets verfault. V'nifsa lo melech o kelev, and a dog wouldn't eat it. Ein lechayiv levar. He's not mechuyiv. Not mechuyiv levar. That's the first part of Rava's din, and the Magen Avraham says that if it's nistach achazman issa. Now, the Gemara in Pesuchim, I'm just saying this as a Kedumah because it'll be useful. The Gemara in Pesuchim that we mentioned, in Daf Chof Aleph, is talking about Issa Hanua. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about the Chiyuv of beer. So in the Gemara it says, if you had Chometz in Bezman HaIssa, and then it became ein ruah l'achilas kalev, you can't eat it, it still remains usa b'hanua. Although had this happened before the Zman Issa, it would have been mitzvah b'hanua. Shulchan Aruch is talking about the chi of beer. And the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing applies to beer. If it was chometz at the time of the Issa, so then you're mechuyev to be mevayret, even though you've now burnt it. And the Mekor Chaim is the Chaba through the Sefer, the Chabas Das. He wrote a Sefer on Hilchos Pesach called Mekor Chaim. The Mekor Chaim argues with Magen Avraham, and he says that this din that we say that if it's nistach la'acha zmanoi, if it becomes spoilt after the zman, you're mechuyev levaya. So he says the Mug of Rome learns like that pshat in the Magid Mishnah, but the card of the Mug of Rome is this Gemara. And he says the Gemara is talking, our Gemara that we just mentioned, it's talking about Issa Hanua. It's not talking about beer. And he wants to say that legaba beer chametz, if the chametz has become spoilt and you can't eat it, even if that happens after the Zman Issa, you don't have to be mevayet anymore. It's not chametz. Even though he says, I agree, it's asa b'hanua, but there's no dim beer. That is what the Makar Chaim is mechadish. If you held it till Pesach, then it does become, then there is a chi of beer, before it's a completely different reason. But nizman ha'issa, between sheishos, chatzois, and nighttime, he says there is no din that you have to, that there's no din to have to be mevayet. It wasn't chametz when we're now discussing, should we be mevayet, shouldn't be mevayet. It wasn't chametz. If it wasn't chametz, there's no din of beer, even though it's usa b'hanua. And the Plotzke Guin and Mogen Elef asks a number of kashas on the Makar Chaim. But his main question he says, I don't understand. Why is he saying that it's usa b'hanua and there's no chi of beer? He says, it's munashach. If you say it still has a din chametz, there should be a chi of beer. If you say that it doesn't have a din chametz, what's that?
It's already been burnt. How can
it be? Because it's not Eifer. We said it was burnt to the dalga, to the level that a kelev won't eat it. But it's still not ash. You still got a mamoshes there. It hasn't burnt completely. Otherwise, it would be called nisraf. The nichrach is what we would call in English, it was singed. It was singed, but to the extent, says Tosis, and that's how we paskin, you can't, even a dog wouldn't eat it. So the kasha that we would like to deal with the Metz Hashem today, and if we have time, maybe we can talk about some other aspects of it, but the ikka kasha that we have is that the Makar Chaim says, between Chatzos and Leil Pesach, between the Zman Issa and Leil Pesach, if chametz is nichrach, if it's nisapsha, a kelev wouldn't eat it, there is no chi of beer, but it's osa b'hanua, because when the Zman Issa started, it wasn't yet nechrach. And the shail is, why should there be a difference between Issa Hanua and the Chiv Bia? I'd like to talk for a second, again, a little lockdown, and then we'll see. Say a gishmak ha'rayit from the achrayinim. In the Indian of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, there is a din that if you have something that's got an Issa on it, is a second Issa can't be Chal. Ein Issa Chalal Issa. However, there are some exceptions. One of the exceptions are if there's an Issa Kailo, that the second Issa is not only being Chal on this, but it's being chal on something else at the same time. So, let's take a Pesach dik a mushel. So we'll take trimas chometz. So, if somebody's got truma, it's got an issa lezurim, they're not allowed to eat it. Or tevel, no one's allowed to eat it. Es chometz now becomes Pesach. So the Issa Chometz, we would say Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So we say, no, it's not correct. Why? Because the Issa Chometz is Chal on all Chometzim that there are. So Memele, it's Kail, the Issa Chometz is inclusive, it's including other things as well. And in a case where we have an Issa Kail, we don't say Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So we have a very interesting Chubasib Kivega, where he brings the Tzemach Tzedek. And he argues with the Tzemach Tzedek. What Reb Kivega says is, and he says that the Tzemach Tzedek disagrees with him on this, but he holds that he's correct. He says, what happens if somebody has wheat in his house, which is tevel, and in Pesach it becomes chametz? What is the din? So, he says, according to the Chassam Tzedek says, oh, Chometz is Kail, because Chometz is Chal on everything. Not only on this. And the Kivayga argues, and the Kivayga says, when something is Chometz, so Pesach by night, when Pesach comes in, the Issa Chometz is Chal on this, and on every other Chometz, then I can say Issa Kail. The same Issa Chometz that's being Chal on this, is Chal on everything. He says, but here, Pesach by night, this wasn't Chometz. So now it's the second day Pesach, and it's becoming Chometz. So he says, where's the Issa Kailu? All the other things that are Chometz, were had the Issa Chometz on them when Pesach came in. This happened now to become Chometz. So he says, so that this Issa that's being Chometz, that's being Chal here, isn't Chal on anything else, it's only Chal on this. And the Kivega, it says this is Pushit, that there is no Issa Kailu, unless the Issa, the second Issa that's being Chal, is Chal at the same time on other things. But if it's Chal only on this, and the other things were Chometz from earlier, that's not an Issa, that's a called Kail. He talks about the Semer Tzedek is a very similar case where you have an egg that's born on Yontif, that's Osam Shim Noilet, and it's a Beitzes Trefa, so that's it. So it's got Issa Trefa, the Shad is the Issa Noilet Chal, Chal now. So you could say Issa Noilet, there's not only Chal on this Bayah, it's Chal on all Bayahs. So Kivayga says, yeah, but now we're dealing with this Bayah. This Issa that's being Chal on this Bayah is not being Chal on anyone else. As I said to the Kivayga,
is it possible that Chometz is an Issa Koil, irrespective of how it happens or when it happens?
That is what the Kivayga says. Bekeva comes to Bishoyal from that swara.
Yeah,
that is what his point is. He says, it's not a sug issa, it's a mitzias. It has to be chal on something else at the same time. Now, in Avnaneza, in Or Chaim, Simon Peites Oistalit, he says, Shemati ed mi pi ed, from the Chechenova given, Agos Agun and Sadik, Abavum Chechenova, that he wants to disagree with Reb Kivayga. And he said, the Avnaneza calls it a dova chodosh, a new thing. He says like this, anything that's osa an issa ha-toira that's based on time. We'll take for his mushal, we'll take the issa chometz. Chometz is also for 7 days. So he says, does that mean that when Pesach comes, this chal and issa chometz for the next 7 days. This you're not allowed to eat for 7 days. You're not allowed to have an anua from 7 days. Or do you say, and this is where the Chechenova wanted to learn, that every second of the 7 days there is a new issa that the Torah says you should know 7 days. This is going to be issa. So the first minute there's an issa. The second minute there's an issa. Not minutes. For every second. So. What he says, although we're giving the Moshe Chometz, he says it on every Issa. The Moshe was on Shabbos. He says, Sishta Pshat, Friday night, when it becomes Shabbos, Chal, now Adin, that for the next 24 hours you're not allowed to do Meluchas. He says, no, every second of the Shabbos, there's a new, the Torah is telling you, you mustn't do a Meluchah now. The Issa is being Chal as the Shabbos goes on. Every second of the Shabbos, there's another Chalois Issa. Zog the Chechenova. This is the Chechenova as well. Zog the Chechenova. But he wants to say this Yisod, that Chometz is every second of Pesach. Chometz is also because it's now Pesach. It's not also because Pesach was Yudalud B'Nissen by Tesla B'Nissen at night. It's also because it's now. So he says like this, if somebody has got in his house Chometz, it's also the Issa Chometz is coming every second. Every second there's a new Issa. You're not allowed to eat Chometz now, not because you weren't allowed to eat Chometz a minute ago. You're not allowed to eat Chometz now because now is Pesach. So he says, Oy Bazoi, let's go back to the Kivayga's case. We have Truma, we have Tevel. And it wasn't Chometz. It became Chometz in the middle of Pesach. So to Kivayga, there's no Issa Kailu because the Chometz of everyone else has been Issa since Tezvav, and this Chometz is only becoming also now. So to know it's not correct. So to everyone's chametz is becoming asur now because now is Pesach. So he says semamelis and issa kail, because the issa chametz that is now being chal on your chametz at the same time, the same issa is being chal on everybody else's chametz because now is Pesach. Now is the zman of issa. Yeah, I'll say it over once more because it's absurd. I'll say a very beautiful chiddush in it that he says. The Kivega says that Issa Kail only applies if the second Issa is Chal at the same time on the other Chfetzim. And by Chometz he says, the Issa Chometz was Chal a week, 5 days ago, 4 days ago, 1 day ago, or whenever. Leil Tezvav was Chal the Issa Chometz. So there's no Issa Kail because my Issa Chometz is being Chal now because it became Chometz. The Avnei says, everyone's chametz is also in Pesach because it's now Pesach. It's not the pshat is it's also because it was Pesach, beginning of Pesach this was chametz and it's chal on issa chametz. Now every rega of Pesach is chal on issa chametz.
It doesn't become ois chametz.
No, but it's a new issa. It's a new issa. He says it wouldn't be asa now because it was asa a second ago. It's asa now because the Torah. He said when the Torah says shivas yomim, the Torah means every second of these 7 days asa lechomet. So he says so the issa is chal as the day goes by. He says it on Shabbos and he holds every issa lizman. You'll say this yisod. The man says that there are other achrayim who also say this word. In Chedisha of Shmuel and Psuchim, he brings this from the Shimon Shkab. And the Kaibetz Uras in Simon Lamed Aleph, the Pchun of Asim Hashem Kemdomai in Simon Lamed Aleph, Ois Aleph, also says the same Yisod. Now the Avner Nezer brings this svura, and the Avner Nezer says it's dova chudish kol kach shetzurach oimer rayas lachshira. It's a melitza, it's a palm, because you have the issa of chodosh, which goes away when you bring the carbon oimer. So he says this vod that the Shechinah wants to say is such a chiddush that you need like an oimer of rayas to be able to say such a thing. And he says, "Voskanachtin is kenegad the gemura." He disagrees with him and he says, "Kenegad the gemura." Which gemura? So he says, the gemura says that if you had, which we started off with, if you have chametz and you were chayrich the chametz after the zman issa, so the gemura says that it's osa b'hanor because it was chametz B'shas Issa. Right there, if you're going to say that every minute there's a new Issa, so he says the Issa Hanua of now has nothing to do with the Issa Hanua of a minute ago. So he says, so now the Torah is saying it's Osa Banua, but now it's not Chometz. So he says, if you learn the Issa Tzchal at the beginning of Pesach, and the Issa Tzchal at the beginning of Pesach is there for 7 days. So then I say, if it was Chometz at the beginning of Pesach, there was Chal on Issa Hanua, and that Issa Hanua stays. But if you learn that the Issa is Nischadish every Rega, so he says, so now it's not Chometz. Now in the second of Pesach, it's not Chometz anymore. So how is it Issa Hanua? It's not Chometz. It's a new Issa, and this Issa that's being Chal now, it's as if it would be Kaidim Zamanoi. It's being chal on something that wasn't, that when the Issa comes, wasn't Pesach. So he says, so Mamela, Behachach, you have to say, as I look to Behachach, you have to say, that the Issa of Chometz is chal at the beginning of Pesach, and the Torah says for the next 7 days, Chometz is also Bahanua, also Bahachila. And Mamela, we look at what it was in the beginning. In the beginning of the Zman of Issa.
Is
The Ma'aseh says that this is the chayda, whichever way you learn, is yeder rege is this usa. See, no ashala is the issa, and issa is a chal yetz. Says the issa chal gewan fin frie, but. But there issa was said, it says ein issa. But it's over given a million more because the issa is as those a ganzen Pesach nicht oben. So the chayim zogim man mishtelt sich auf dem.
Maybe do any issa chal
issa. Yeah, it's an absolute. That's only meant to the second issa. But the lushu no David is bechal rega is a over, but that doesn't necessarily mean if you over bechal rega that the issa is chal now. You could learn if you over bechal rega the Torah ugus at the beginning of Pesach every second of Pesach. What is ungerach is the word is am I over now on the new issa or am I being over now on an old issa? Is the tshechin of what gelernt you being over on a new issa? Torah is mechadish every rega. Torah mechadish the issa. I'm the nice of no. The Torah said right at the beginning. Every reg of Pesach it's usa, but the issa is chal now.
It's
a chiv korban. It's
not
a chiv korban. Of a chiv.
Yeah.
Gad amir has me do no wegen hanua, because a chiv is a besindere shala, because andere lanen, that a chiv is bechal oif and usa, as a shtet in Rosh, because it's achshavei, it's another.
So, flour that became chometz on Pesach, yes, will be mutzah ba'anor.
No, be'asa ba'anor.
It was mutzah b'shas.
No, there's not any sechalal issa here. If he says it was mutzah at the beginning, and now it's becoming usa. The Amnonez is masking that the issa is chal, can be chal in the middle of Pesach. Oh. But he's saying where you had it at the beginning of Pesach, the Torah asks it from the beginning all the way down. But nobody says that, you know, it was like a Shabbos. Yeah. A kutl will become a gudl in the middle of Shabbos. That nobody says in the Shmachiv for Shabbos. But it can be chal in the middle if it wasn't chal earlier. But where it was chal earlier, so then it's chal for the whole 7 days. Now the Ma'aseh says, it's very interesting that, you know, sometimes you find this in Achronim, that what one Achron uses as a kasha, another Achron uses the same thing as a teretz, because he asks in the Tzemach Tzedek, he asks in the Kivega from a Gemura. He says the Gemura says if you have he asks in the Chechenova from a Gemura that the Gemura says if you have chometz in your chayrechet, and after this man issa, it remains usa banua. So he says according to the Chechenova, why it's a new issa. So now when you have this issa hanua, it's not chometz, and issa hanua is chal, it's not chometz. And Shira Reb Shmuel, he uses faket, he goes with this yisod, and he says this, as we mentioned earlier, in the name of Reb Shimichkap, and he uses this yisod to answer Akasha. Because we've assumed, and that's the way Avnenez assumes, that this issa, that if you were chayruchit before the Zman, it's also bahanua after the Zman, that this is a deraisa. But the Shmuel Nozovsky brings that the Arish Shainim will say lehedya, it's an issa derabunan. When a Torah, it's not usa. And it seems to be a machlaikas Shainim, the Mishnebrin and Shahatziyim brings a machlaikas achrainim on this. So he says, the Arish Shainim will hold that min a Torah, if you had something that was chometz at the beginning of Pesach, and then it got spoiled, and it's en ruel achilas kalev. The Arishayim hold min atayra; it's no longer asa b'hanua. So he said, if the issa was chal at the beginning of Pesach, the issa was chal for 7 days. There was chal and issa. So he says, so the chayra, we should say that issa remains because there was the issa was chal on this issa, it's an issa hanua. It's chal, and doesn't go off. So he says, the behechach, those Rishonim who learn that it's only an Issa Drabanan, and in our Torah, we look at what it is now, they learned the way the Chechenova learned, that chometz that becomes Usa, every second of Pesach is a new Issa. Alufalz, we have a Chayre here, Azam Achloikis, Achloikis Achroinim, maybe Rishonim. in the geder of the Issa Chometz in Pesach? Is it Chal? And it's a mechloikas on every Issa Zmani, every Issa Tzuli in Zman. Is it Chal at the beginning of the Zman for the whole Zman? Or is it Chal every second of the Zman?
Is it got multiple Aveira?
So we get free. The chayra, a multiple of air you have anyhow if you keep chometz, because either way the Torah asks it. But the chiluk is, do I have a multiple of air of something that of one of air that?
This is one that
the isa
the ganze
yontif. But the isa is as. So every rega that you do, you're keeping it. You're being over that isa. He says, "I these achrayim zayn emunun." They're assuming. It's either this way or it's that way. Either we say an Issa Zmani works every rega, or an Issa Zmani works at the beginning of the Issa. A little like the Mr. Finner, I would say that maybe it depends on what the Issa is. So, Avada I can hear, Ze'ekluach kan heir nazar svura, that if you have something that's Usa Bahanua, so the chayfas says usa banua. So it's very mistaba that not the Torah says every second of the day there's a new issa hanua. The Torah says at the beginning of Pesach, this thing is usa, this issa is usa for the whole yont.
One issa.
Hmm?
It's one issa.
If you learn, but the chiyuv, let's say, of tashbisu, which is a chiyuv where the Torah is mechayiv you to do something, the Torah says, I want you to be mevaya the chometz. There, Avada, I could hear that every rega of the day, the Torah is saying to be mevayah the chometz, be mevayah the chometz. You don't have to be mevayah the chometz now because you have to be mevayah yesterday. You have to be mevayah the chometz now because the Torah wants you to do it. So, Chavot Gevul Zungas, Evshe Kamen Zungasoy, that when we're talking about an Issa and the Chayfetz, we'll go with the Avnezer Svura, that it's also the beginning of Pesach for the whole 7 days Pesach. But when we're talking about when the Torah is mechayev you to do something, so there the Torah is saying, I want you to do it, the Torah is telling you every rega of the day, do it, do it, be mashpis on it. If we will learn like that, then maybe we can understand the Mekar Chaim, and I think it's better, comes out a very clear pshat in the Mekar Chaim, that the Mekar Chaim says, that if you have chometz, a god nifsel ma'achilas kelev, it was chayrich, because nifsel ma'achilas kelev is nisapsha. If you have that, so he says, the legabe the chiyuv tashbisu. He says, even if you were chayrich et la'achas manoi, there's no chiyuv tashbisu. You don't have to be mashbisin. Why? Because it's not chometz now. Masha'enkein, when we're talking about Issa Hanua was saying, is where will be your chayrichet, and that's a gemura. If it was chayrichet after the zman, it's usa bahanua, even though now it's nechrach. But since when the beginning of the zman, it wasn't nechrach, so therefore it's usa bahanua. So the achrayim about it. Since why should one be different than the other? But the way we're learning now is as moving. Legab the Issa Hanua, that's an Issa on the Chayfetz. So when it comes the Zman of Issa Hanua, the Torah says this Chometz is also for 7 days Banua. Right now, when the Issa is Chal, you got Chometz, it's real Chometz. Later on, it's Nifsel Machilas Kalev, it no longer is Chometz, but the Torah already asked this for 7 days Banua. Masha Enkem, when the Torah is telling you Tashbisi, so there the Torah is telling you that you should be mashbis. The Torah is telling you to do something b'dayim. So every minute of the day, there's a new chiyuv of tashbisu. So now, when you come to the chiyuv of after 2 hours after chatzais, you found this chometz, and the Torah, and it's nechrach. So although it wasn't nechrach the beginning of the zman u'issa, but now now when the Torah is being mechayev you with the tashbisu of this minute, it's nachach. So the Torah is nishmachayev betashbisi. I think that way we can, for Zuk, which seems to be like a medish plia, is kemen bez Hashem is buch mevayazan, oy mevet machen der chinek. Sometimes there is a gabachetze, we'll learn as if you daven a nezer, And the gab achiyah v'kum v'asayin. The tzvur is zicha. Here such a tzvur. The Torah is talking about the chayfetz. This chayfetz is also. The Torah talks about what you have to do. The Torah is telling you every minute, do this, do this. The Torah isn't telling you at a Pesach that you should know that if you find this chametz and for 5 days' time there's a mitzvah there that I'm giving mechayev you now that you should be mashpis at them. The mitzvah of tashbisi is.
Another few minutes.
I think
the English word is ongoing.
Ongoing.
From the initial
Esser. That's right.
That's a shalom. Why can't it change?
What do you mean change?
Why can't it change to become, not chametz anymore?
If it becomes not chametz, and if it's an original Issa, yeah. The Torah asked it and said, this Issa is also banu for 7 days. Yeah. So it's irrelevant what it is now. We look at what it was when when the Issa knows chal. But if the Torah is telling you, and ongoing, every minute the Torah says, do this, do this, do this, if I'm being told to do it now, I'm being told now to take chametz, and if it's not chametz, then there's no din to take it. Do I say, Hashem avot, from the middle of Belzeruf. He says,
that Sukkos.
The Rosh says,
the Sukkah can change over Sukkos.
What do you mean it can change?
It can puzzle.
Vada can become puzzle. We're not saying it can't change.
No.
The Belz Ruv Zuk Tazai, the Rosh is, Avata Moeloi, Ili Hoye Shom, the Hoye Nigo. So he says, with enough Medaics on the Lushan, Ili Hoye Shom, the Hoye Nigo. So he says that before Matan Torah, there was such a hechatimtza that the Yid could fall out and not find his way back. So he tells the Rasha, if you would have been a Mitzrayim and you would have been a Rasha, you wouldn't have had a Gula. So that's only a Mitzrayim. But now, after Matan Torah, he says, every Yid, no matter how chas v'shalom, how far he falls, he can always find his way back. Every Yid has a shayrish in the Torah. Yashishim riba oisis the Torah. Yed in the Shom has got a shayrish in the Torah. There's no such thing as lehoya nigal. There's no such thing as he's gone beyond the potential of Geila. So the Belz Ruv Chabucha says this on the Rusha. But interesting that we start off that phase of Aguda. Bur shenus on Torah l'ama Yisroel. Why are we prefacing it with Bokshinas and Taylor Lamisu? Of course, we thank the Abish the whole time for Matan Torah, but why specifically when we come to the Abu Bunim? So I saw somewhere, someone says that, the Gabba the Rush, it's push it. We have to thank the Rabbi Yishtayim. He gave us the Torah. So this statement of Ili Ha Yisham Lahaya Nigel, Bokshinas and Taylor Lamisu is no longer relevant. But it could be, it's not only Lagaba the Rusha, it's Lagaba all four children, that even the Chucham, before Matan Torah, his Avodas Hashem, in order to reach, to come to a Madrega, was much harder than it is now through the Torah. Now that we have the Torah, so the Chucham, the Talmud, the Sheni, the Elishal, and even the Rusha, none of them have the same struggle and fight they would have had if the Rabbi Yishtayim wouldn't have given us the Torah. Bur shenus on Torah l'ama Yisroel, that the Torah helps, that these are bur bunim, who you could just talk to them with logic, lo'hoi nigol, apsach lo'i, even the chucham, we expect, but now, after Matan Torah, it's anaya bria, everyone can be zeicha to an aliyah through the Torah.
I get the answer,
huh? Grassi et Sahara, Barusi et Sahara, Barusi tied a tap.